Every day, physicians become detectives, solving mysteries where the stakes are life and death. In a world where up to 95% of diagnoses follow predictable patterns, it's the remaining 5% that test the limits of medical knowledge and intuition. These challenging cases reveal medicine's true nature as both science and art, a delicate balance of pattern recognition, careful observation, and creative thinking. The diagnostic process begins with the patient's story, which provides crucial clues in 80% of cases. As the old medical adage goes, listen to the patient, for they are telling you the diagnosis. Consider the case of a 50-year-old woman returning from Kenya with malaria-like symptoms. Despite anti-malarial treatment, her condition deteriorated rapidly. After multiple hospital admissions and countless tests, the breakthrough came when her longtime physician noticed something new, an enlarged thyroid gland. This simple observation led to the correct diagnosis of thyroid storm, a life-threatening condition requiring immediate treatment. The medical team had fallen victim to anchoring bias, fixating on tropical infections while missing a non-infectious cause hiding in plain sight. Fever, one of medicine's most common symptoms, can signal anything from a mild viral infection to life-threatening disease. The challenge lies in distinguishing between them. A 57-year-old physical therapist battled a mysterious illness that left him crawling upstairs, shaking with chills and drenched in sweat. Despite 3 emergency room visits over 9 days, doctors repeatedly diagnosed a viral syndrome. His fevers spiked to 106F before his wife insisted he return to the ER for comprehensive testing. Though initially misdiagnosed with influenza, an infectious disease specialist suspected and confirmed Rocky Mountain spotted fever, uncommon in Connecticut, but potentially deadly, with a 5% mortality rate even with treatment. In another case, a 68-year-old woman suffered for years with nightly fevers, beginning with bone-rattling chills followed by intense heat. Each episode triggered severe pain and vomiting. After losing over 80 pounds and consulting numerous specialists, a pathology resident finally identified Schnitzler syndrome, a rare immune disorder where the body falsely reacts as if infected. The human body speaks in many dialects, requiring both science and intuition to understand. When symptoms don't follow textbook patterns, doctors must become translators of the body's cryptic messages. For nearly a decade, a gaunt teenager endured severe stomach attacks that would come with intense pain, last a couple days, then disappear completely. Despite surgery, dietary changes, and medications, the attacks continued through high school and college. Dr. Kiran Sachdev looked beyond common diagnoses, connecting the patient's hand and foot swelling with gut symptoms to discover hereditary angioedema, a rare genetic disease causing immune hyperresponsivity and localized swelling. A 63-year-old man developed increasingly severe headaches that felt like something trying to break through his skull from the inside. His wife noticed subtle behavioral changes, decreased responsiveness, clumsiness, and disorganization. The breakthrough came when a doctor asked about hearing heartbeats in his ears, a symptom present since a car accident 10 years earlier. This led to diagnosing arteriovenous fistulas, abnormal connections between arteries and veins restricting blood flow to his brain. The boundary between physical and mental illness often blurs, creating some of medicine's most challenging cases. What appears psychological may have deeply physical roots, demanding that doctors look beyond the obvious. A 27-year-old woman began experiencing jitters the day after her wedding. Despite multiple emergency room visits, doctors diagnosed anxiety, depression, and eventually psychosis. After weeks in psychiatric facilities, doctors questioned this diagnosis when they noticed confusion, garbled speech, and seizure-like episodes that didn't respond to medication. Blood tests confirmed paraneoplastic syndrome, where antibodies attack brain cells triggered by a walnut-sized teratoma on her ovary. After tumor removal, her antibody levels dropped, though recovery was slow. A 72-year-old psychologist transformed from cheerful to emaciated and lethargic. Despite trying 4 psychiatric medications, her condition worsened. Looking beyond psychiatric explanations, her doctor ordered comprehensive tests and discovered ovarian cancer. Certain cancers trigger cytokines that can cause depression. With the cancer removed, the depression slowly subsided. These cases remind us that the mind-body connection works both ways. Physical illness can profoundly affect mental state and behavior. The skin often serves as a visible manifestation of internal disease, providing crucial diagnostic clues if properly interpreted. These dermatological breadcrumbs can lead to surprising diagnoses. A patient's fair skin became covered with alarming scarlet streaks across her arms, neck, back, chest, and abdomen. What began as a mild rash had evolved into painful, vicious-looking red welts resembling flogging marks. Her dermatologist immediately asked about shiitake mushrooms. Indeed, she had eaten undercooked shiitakes days before the rash appeared, causing shiitake dermatitis, a toxic reaction to lentinin, a component that breaks down with heat. In another case, a patient with severe dehydration from months of diarrhea developed an unusual dark, thick rash covering his hands, back, chest, and feet. Tests revealed severe vitamin B6 deficiency, causing pellagra, a condition characterized by the four Ds: diarrhea, dermatitis, dementia, and death. The cause was hydralazine, a blood pressure medication that depletes vitamin B6, preventing the body from creating niacin. Some of medicine's most dangerous conditions hide in plain sight, presenting with vague or misleading symptoms that mask their true severity. These silent threats require vigilance and sometimes creative thinking to identify. A 20-year-old woman arrived at a hospital unconscious after being dropped off by a friend. While drug intoxication seemed likely, tests revealed dangerously low sodium levels, but no common drugs of abuse except amphetamines. A medical student discovered through the patient's text messages that she had taken Molly, ecstasy, which can cause severe hyponatremia, especially in young women, by affecting brain and kidney water regulation. A 35-year-old man collapsed on beach stairs after swimming. Despite appearing tanned, his lips were blue, and his hands were swollen and bright red. A rheumatologist tested him by plunging his hand into ice water, which immediately turned dark red and swelled dramatically. This revealed cold-induced urticaria, an actual allergy to cold temperatures that can progress to anaphylaxis. The most challenging diagnoses require persistence from both patients and doctors to uncover the truth. When initial answers fail to explain symptoms, determination becomes the most powerful diagnostic tool. A 50-year-old software engineer had deteriorated over 14 months from robust health to needing a walker. After his neurologist dismissed POMS syndrome, despite his wife finding matching case reports, they sought a second opinion. A PET scan revealed a tiny pelvic bone tumor that previous scans missed, confirming POMS syndrome. Though doctors feared he was too frail for treatment, having shrunk to just over 100 pounds, a stem cell transplant was performed at his wife's insistence. 4 years later, he had recovered remarkably. These stories remind us that diagnosis isn't just about medical knowledge, but human connection. The most powerful diagnostic tool isn't in a laboratory or imaging suite. It's the relationship between patient and physician, built on trust, careful listening, and persistence. In a medical system increasingly driven by efficiency and technology, medicine remains fundamentally human. When faced with mysterious symptoms, the most valuable qualities may be the oldest: curiosity, humility, and the willingness to keep searching when the path isn't clear.